For the positive counterpart of abstention from covetousness, there is no wholly suitable term. In the context of the 10 positive precepts, we speak of abandoning covetousness for generosity. But besides being the positive counterpart of abstention from taking the not given, the term generosity is not really radical enough. Just as covetousness represents the mental state on account of which one takes what is not given, so the positive counterpart of abstention from covetousness should represent the mental state on account of which one practices generosity. Such a state could, of course, be spoken of as a state of depolarization, except that the expression is rather abstract, and in any case, negative in form. It could also be spoken of as a state of detachment, except that too is negative, or as one of contentment, had that term not already been used as the positive counterpart of abstention from sexual misconduct. Perhaps it will be best to speak of the positive counterpart of abstention from covetousness as tranquility. The connection between the eighth precept and meditation, indeed between all the three mind precepts and meditation, should be obvious. Meditation is the subjective or direct method of raising the level of consciousness, as distinct from right livelihood, or hatha yoga, or kalyana mitrata, which are objective or indirect ways of raising it. Since consciousness is made up of various mental states, the fact that meditation is the direct means of raising the level of consciousness does not mean that there is a single, as it were, generic form of meditation which does this. Meditation has a number of specific forms, each one of which raises the general level of consciousness by working on a particular unskillful mental state. Covetousness, being a reaching out of the self or ego towards the non-self or non-ego, that form of meditation will be able to eradicate covetousness, which has the effect of checking this tendency and enabling one to realize its futility. There are several meditations of this kind. Among them are the recollection of death, the recollection of impurity, that is, the 10 corpse meditations, and the recollection of the 6 elements, with all of which practices most order members are well acquainted. Indeed, in recent years, it has become a tradition for mitras to engage in an intensive practice of the recollection of the 6 elements during the weeks immediately preceding ordination, or going for refuge. In this way, they not only experience the death that precedes spiritual rebirth as an order member, but also lay the foundation for a thoroughgoing practice of the principle of abstention from covetousness, or tranquility. The 8th precept is a pillar of emerald. It is a pillar of emerald because the deep, rich green of the emerald is a cool rather than a hot color, and as such fittingly stands for a state in which the fever of covetousness has cooled down. Green is also the color of vegetation, the calming and soothing effect of which on the mind is well known.